Imagine walking into your boss's office with sweaty palms to ask for a raise, then walking out with double what you expected. This isn't fantasy. It's reality for women who master the art of asking. Linda Babcock's groundbreaking research revealed a startling pattern. Men initiate negotiations 4 times more frequently than women. The financial impact? A woman who doesn't negotiate her first salary stands to lose over $750,000 by retirement. This negotiation gap extends beyond money to promotions, desired assignments, recognition, and even household responsibilities. When Babcock discovered male graduate students were teaching their own courses while female students served as assistants, she asked her dean husband why. His answer was simple but profound. More men ask. This observation sparked a research journey that would change how women approach negotiations in every aspect of their lives. The negotiation gap isn't just about money, it's about quality of life, career advancement, and personal fulfillment. Before you can negotiate effectively, you must identify what you truly want, not what others expect of you or what you're willing to settle for. This crucial first step requires distinguishing your authentic desires from societal expectations. Consider Michelle, a successful high school principal who rediscovered her passion for drawing while cleaning her basement. Though her drawing class conflicted with work, she negotiated with her superintendent to leave early on Thursdays. This protected creative space significantly improved her well-being, showing how even small changes can profoundly affect happiness. Many women fail to recognize negotiable opportunities, viewing circumstances as fixed rather than changeable through negotiation. Research shows women are more likely than men to believe external forces control their lives, what psychologists call the turnip versus oyster worldview. The impact is significant. Women were 45% more likely to score low on negotiation opportunity recognition, with even a 10% higher score leading to 30% more negotiation attempts. Similarly, 85% of men, but only 17% of women, believed they were responsible for ensuring fair compensation. Consider Sandra, a vice president at an architecture firm who was significantly underpaid. After researching industry salaries and firmly requesting appropriate compensation, she received not only her requested raise, but a subsequent one, proving she'd waited too long to advocate for herself. Today's workplace rewards those who ask rather than proactively managing talent. Many aspects of work and life that seem fixed are actually negotiable, from compensation to daily workplace conditions. While most women acknowledge gender discrimination broadly, few recognize it in their own experiences, what psychologist Faye Crosby calls denial of personal disadvantage. This disconnect occurs because discrimination is clearer at organizational levels than in individual cases. Research proves unconscious biases impact. When symphony orchestras implemented blind auditions, women's chances of advancing increased by 50%, and their likelihood of winning seats rose by 250%, revealing significant bias in supposedly objective evaluations. Consider JC, a top performer in cold calls at a heating oil company. Her boss promoted a less qualified male colleague who was later fired for poor performance. Only after JC confronted him about her qualifications did he consider her for management, not from conscious discrimination, but from failing to see her potential. While outright discrimination is rare, there's a difference between avoiding deliberate bias and preventing inadvertent inequities. Many consider it fair when women receive less because they didn't ask, overlooking systemic barriers. Women often miss signs of unfair treatment, particularly when excluded from male social networks where valuable information circulates. Information is power in negotiation. Research shows women often accept starting salaries 6% lower than men and negotiate bonuses 19% lower, mainly due to limited market rate knowledge. Use salary research tools like salary.com for local ranges and the Bureau of Labor Statistics for industry data. Network with colleagues by asking professional questions about appropriate compensation levels. Consider your complete value proposition. Beyond credentials, highlight unique qualities like exceptional interpersonal skills or convenient location. Remember that replacing employees costs companies 50 to 150% of annual salary, with attrition costing U.S. businesses $541 billion yearly. A strong BATNA, best alternative to a negotiated agreement, strengthens your position. Take Ashanti, a bank manager who leveraged competitive offers paying 25% more. When she informed her supervisor, he matched these offers, and her further negotiation secured a 30% raise. When negotiating, your target directly correlates with your outcome. Women consistently aim too low, undervaluing themselves across all professions. Setting a low target guarantees a lower result. The financial impact is substantial. Consider two colleagues starting at $35,000. One, averaging 4.3% annual raises, will earn $213,941 by retirement, while another, averaging 2.7%, will earn only $110,052, a lifetime difference of nearly $1.5 million. Studies show female business students expect starting salaries 11.5% lower than male peers and career peak earnings 24% lower. This pattern starts early. Girls from 1st through 10th grade pay themselves 30 to 78% less than boys for identical tasks. Take Jan, a skilled housekeeping manager frequently recruited by rival hotels. When her husband encouraged her to double her salary requests, she secured every asking price, with her current employer matching outside offers. Over 6 years, she increased her salary by $36,000, surpassing some general managers, though she still struggled to recognize her worth. Hannah, a violinist, received a $2,000 raise on her $40,000 job offer without resistance, suggesting she could have asked for more. Many women share similar regrets after receiving immediate yes responses to their requests. Quick agreement often indicates room for a better deal. Consistent yes responses mean you're not asking enough. Like stealing bases in baseball, taking calculated risks yields more benefits than occasional setbacks. With practice, negotiation becomes second nature. Start small. Request minor concessions like leaving work early or equipment upgrades. For each negotiation, identify your maximum expectation, then double it. Use the giggle test. Ask for as much as you can while maintaining composure. Build resilience through practice negotiations, even in unlikely scenarios, like supermarket prices. You'll discover rejection causes no lasting harm and isn't the catastrophe we often imagine. Outside perspective can reveal hidden strengths. Allison discovered her analytical abilities through aptitude testing, transitioned to management, and became her company's youngest vice president while pursuing her MBA. Success doesn't guarantee fulfillment. Evelyn left her $800,000 commercial real estate position for residential real estate, finding greater satisfaction through better work-life balance and meaningful relationships. Women often negotiate too cautiously. Rather than settling for good enough, pursue your boldest aspirations. Consider potential end-of-life regrets and ask for your true worth, not just incremental gains. Regular negotiation practice builds confidence and opportunity awareness across all life areas. Stop settling for less than you deserve. What bold request could you make today?